This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Well, right now we are going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find our very own Grant McCauley, our Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond. Grant, I don't really know if I'm going to get a lot in with you in this segment. So I don't know if you've been listening. Mike is on
fire
today. About the Braves. So I'll just simply ask, how are you? I'll step aside.
How am I? I'm very good. I'm always thrilled to close out my week right here. It's kind of my ramp into From the Diamond on Sundays, and we always have a great discussion, whatever we get into.
Yeah. But Mike has a vendetta reckoning with him. I think he's blaming you.
No, I'm not blaming. Here's the thing, and this is a question that's been kicked. We're 3 months in the year, right? This has been questions.
Does this have something to do with your fantasy team?
Well, listen, I'm not happy with you because I have you talked me into Michael Harris as a keeper. That has not worked out. Fernando Tatis is my other keeper, and Bryce Harper now is my third keeper, and I am just not in a good spot. So here's what I want to know, Grant. You play the one-off against the White Sox. The monster three hits in a bullpen game for the White Sox, one of the worst teams in majors. At what point, and I know that you're not there, and you're usually never there, and I appreciate that about you, even keel, but at what point, as Braves fans, can we panic? I mean, at what point can we get to a spot where you say, you know what, this team's just not that good this year?
Well, I don't know that that's – I mean, that's not true, because a club that gets halfway through the season and has been pushing basically 10 games over 500 while not being as powerful as it should be, let's say that. And I think everybody understands that. And there are a variety of reasons for it. But the bottom line is, at some point, the numbers tell you who and what you are. But they also, they tell a very mixed and strange story for this team. Because the pitching, whether it be the starting rotation or the bullpen, is holding up its job. Figuring out this offense is definitely the moving target for this Braves team. But, you know, as frustrating as it is to lose a game to the White Sox, like they did yesterday, this is a club that started the road trip out by taking 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees. So it's, again, it's been such a mixed bag. And I think what everybody wants to see is that nice run of consistent play that just lets them know that that's possible, whether that's, you know, winning 9 out of 10, winning 7 or 8 in a row. I mean, I know they just won 8 out of 10 and then followed that up by taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, and everything was just really clicking and looking good, feeling good. Baseball is a game where any team can beat another team on a given day. You start losing series like that to teams like the White Sox, that I think would be, you know, a reason to, I don't know if panic is the word, but definitely have some real negative feelings about your viewing experience. I'll put it that way.
You know, I love Michael Harris because the local kid and all this stuff and kind of touted, but I read something online the other day. And I was like, oh God, I hope this isn't true. Michael Harris is...
Jason Hayward.
Jason Hayward.
Yeah, Jason Hayward. Yeah.
True or false? Buy or sell?
I mean, I would buy that as categorically false, just based on the fact that the first 2 years of Michael Harris were more consistent than any 2 years in Jason Hayward's run with the Braves. Hayward had a great rookie season, not a great sophomore season. Then he kind of bounced back, had that 2020 year. I know he battled some injuries and other things. Jason Hayward was just this incredible talent, but the results never really seemed to match up. And obviously the Braves made the choice to trade him. And you look at his career outside of Atlanta. I mean, I don't know where the power went. I don't know how you can be 6'5", 235 pounds of just chiseled muscle and not be able to hit more than 10 or 12 or 15 home runs in the season. I just don't understand that. And I never will. Then you watch that swing and you start to figure it out. But
long
Michael
loopy.
Harris, yeah. Michael Harris at 23 years old, you know, with, you know, a great future in front of him. I know right now it's frustrating, the hamstring thing on top of a slow start to the season, but he's shown the ability, I think, to make those adjustments. Last year could have been an absolute disaster for him, but the final 3 months just reminded you just how special this guy is, and I think he's just got to get healthy, get back out there, and have that opportunity to resume what I still think is one of the most promising careers of anybody in a Braves uniform.
Thank you, Dr. McCauley. I feel better.
Just sit back on that Chase Lounge.
Because Rob said buy or sell, let's look ahead to Saturday's pitching matchup. So, two guys that can, you know, throw some heat
she
on the mound.
A pitch fest earlier.
I called it a pitch fest 2024, but I know Rob had said this might end up being some sort of high scoring affair.
That's because that's just guys. Baseball. We look so forward to it, then all of a sudden they're both gone by the fourth inning. You know, just
so,
you know.
Yeah, are you buying or selling a pitch fest 2024?
I mean, I'm buying it because I'm going to be there, and I'm excited to get a look at Paul Skeens live and in living color, in the words of Ric Flair. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, this is a guy, most hyped pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg, and if we're being honest, name me any other pitching prospects that have gotten that kind of hype in the last 30, if not more, years. You can make a case maybe for Doc Gooden back in the 80s, but very few pitchers come in and really capture the imagination of all of baseball the way that Paul Skeens is currently doing it. So I'm excited about that. Going up against a guy like Fried certainly adds to that, you know, that probably the biggest and best duel that he's been in thus far. But I'm also with Rob, where you look at it and think, all right, this should be a pitcher's duel. And we remember that players broadcast, the first one that Bally Sports did last year, where it was Spencer Strider against Justin Verlander. Both those guys got blown up. Ozzy Albies hits a game-winning homer in the ninth. I mean, the Braves will take the win whatever way they can get it, but I'm excited to see Paul Skeens. I don't know if the Braves hitters are going to be quite as excited about what he may be able to bring on Saturday, that's for sure.
Right, Grant, you're starting to make me feel a little bit better. There's still a little bit of salt in my wound yesterday. The fact that Jared Schuster gets the W last night, I was like, come on, man. That's just, you know what I mean? That's just piling on at this point, Jared Schuster getting the W, but... you mentioned a little bit, you start to look towards this weekend series with the Pirates. You come home after the road trip. You got, 2 weeks until the All-Star break. What are your outlook and what do the Braves need to do over this next couple of weeks to kind of right the ship?
Really, it's trying to win series and play consistent baseball to close out that first half. And, you know, I think we all know that there are needs for this club to help itself offensively, help itself in the outfield when it comes to the trade deadline. I think they could look to add pitching and probably would if the right deal comes to place or comes to fruition to have yet another starter, because keeping in mind all the success that the Braves pitching staff has had has been despite losing what should be their ace starting pitcher, their opening day pitcher, Spencer Strider. That's just incredible. And it speaks to guys like Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, and Max Fried. It being, I think, all-star worthy, all three of them. But you just want to see the consistency. I think that's what folks have been waiting for, looking for, asking for from this team. And it starts at the plate to me, because they've got the thing figured out on the mound. It's just going to have to do with, you know, can they go in against the Pittsburgh Pirates, take a series that they should. They lost 2 out of 3 up in Pittsburgh last time these two teams squared off. Then you put on top of that, you know, you've got the Giants coming in. They're a club that has not really played the best baseball this year either. Kind of one of those, got to figure out who they are teams. And then you got to show down with the Phillies. So it's a very big homestand in heading towards that second half. And you kind of wonder what the National League East standings might look like if the Braves are able to win some series and then go head-to-head against the Phillies and handle their business.
You know, I'm befuddled and puzzled by the complication that is Charlie Morton. You just never know what you're going to get with him. You see the stuff, you see the movement, and you can usually tell how his day's going to go. If he's locating his breaking stuff in the first inning and getting swings and misses, but if he's not, guys are sitting fastball, then he gets ripped. Why the inconsistency with him? It drives me nuts because I see the talent, and I know he's 40 now, but you've always seen it.
Yeah, I mean, and in full disclosure, I mean, Charlie is one of my absolute favorite guys to hear talk about the game and all of
the
different conversations that go around it. Yeah, I mean, you come in and you have the idea. I'm going to ask this guy a couple of questions about maybe what he's doing and also about a teammate, just get some perspective. And then 35 minutes later, you know, he's thanking you for your time. It's pretty incredible. So, but this is a guy that, yes, I mean, the stuff is there. I think the breaking ball sometimes is so good that unless you're able to get ahead and consistently ahead, maybe hitters don't expand their zone quite the same way. But Charlie's pitched a little bit differently. He's still got that 96 in his back pocket if he needs it, but I feel like he's thrown a lot of 93, 94, looking to locate, stay in the zone, sink the ball, cut the ball, you know, do things that, you know, maybe make him a little bit more, you know, and I know we made this joke last week, but crafty than he's been in the past, just being a fastball, curveball, strikeout pitcher. But what he's been able to do, I mean, and I've said this and I'll continue to say it, if Charlie Morton is your fourth starter, is the problems that your team is dealing with, there are 29 other clubs out there that would be happy, I would imagine, to be in that position, because everybody's trying to figure out a spot or two or three, sometimes more, in their rotation. I just, you know, for Charlie, it would be great to see him get on that consistent run again, because it would just continue to help this club, because they need the pitching to continue to deliver as the offense tries to find its footing and find that consistency, which is the word of the day.
Grant, bright, interesting, very thoughtful dude, though.
Yeah, Grant, real quick, we got about 10 seconds. I'm just curious, though, are you okay if Marcell Ozuna hits in the home run derby, or is that something that would concern you about a swing?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, this is a guy, if you watch him take BP, I think he enjoys hitting tanks, and if he can go do that. And
hey, real quick, Grant.
Get a little bit of spotlight for it, absolutely.
10 seconds here. Where can we find From the Diamond this week?
You can find me Sunday 5 to 7 right here on 92.9 The Game, all the Braves and baseball talk. And obviously we'll have a lot of Paul Skeens to talk about this weekend as well. And wherever you get your podcast in the Odyssey app, just search for From the Diamond.
Thanks, Grant. Boom. You made me feel
always
better,
the best.
Man.
Thanks,
you made
Grant.
Me feel a lot
appreciate
better.
It.
You did.
That was our Grant McCauley joining us, our Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond.
Woosah.
Up next, what does the future hold for Atlanta United's Thiago Almada? And does it include a match on Saturday? Details on the way. Stay with us here. We also have a Life of Tribble.
Baddest man on the planet. I'll talk about him next.
We'll be right back.